Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. New episode is dropping on Thursday, okay? And joining me is the wonderful and happy and just fabulous Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Batch Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
What up, man?
Hi, it is midweek, our Married to Medicine recap, which is what we're talking about in this episode. It's a little late, but that's because we were truly globetrotting over the weekend, so we're playing catch-up now on Tuesday. And we are going to continue to trot around the globe, or at least the country, later this week when we go off to Florida. We're going to Tampa and Fort Lauderdale this weekend. Tampa's on Thursday, Fort Lauderdale's on Friday, and we're going to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey season premiere in Tampa and Dallas in Fort Lauderdale. We always have fun things to say, and I'm excited because maybe we'll actually be appearing in the Dallas episode this week because it's Leanne's wedding reception, which is where we were drunk and, you know, doing our own drunk things. So we'll be recapping those. Go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets because time is running out. And we know you'll want to come see us there. Those will be really fun shows. After that, we are going to Indianapolis. We're going to Chicago, New York, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Denver, Seattle, Los Angeles for the Golden Crappies, Detroit, Michigan, Columbus, Austin, Houston. We're going to be in the Birmingham, Alabama area. We just put those tickets on sale last week. We're going to have a big show in NOLA, Kansas City area, Omaha, Salt Lake City, and then the three shows that we just announced this week, which go on sale on Friday, but you can get, if you get tickets now, if you support us on Patreon, Vancouver, Orlando, and Charleston. Last time we went to Charleston, we sold out those tickets in like a minute. So that will be fun because it's Charleston and, you know, ground zero for Southern charm and white people. So that's going to be super, super fun. So watchcrappens.com for all that fun stuff.
Yes. Also, go check out our Crappens On Demand videos. Those are super fun. We do a recap. We say we do a recap a week. Sometimes we do two. But we'll do a video recap every week. They're super fun. This week we had a Katie Cazorla bonus episode on there because, you know, Katie Cazorla just makes me laugh my ass off. And she filled in while Ben was gone. So her episode goes up this morning. So go check it out. We're also going to do Real Housewives of Orange County this week on camera. So if you want to watch this, just become a Crappens On Demand level member at patreon.com, okay?
Okay, starfish.
So today, here we are with Married to Medicine. Wow. Congratulations. Well, you married some medicine.
You certainly did. So, big, exciting episode. Contestant threw a party. So there's that.
Contessa threw a Contessa-sized Taylor Armstrong party.
Yeah.
I don't know what channel she thinks she's on, complaining about spending $15,000 for three children's parties, ma'am. But you were on Bravo, and you didn't go bankrupt for this party, so it didn't count.
Okay? I know. But next time, it's called Go to Bowling Alley. They have everything there that you need. You just have to show up and buy the pizza. Just do that next time.
Buy them some pizza. Buy them an ice cream cake. And, you know, the second they misbehave, lock them in a closet. Okay? Be a good parent.
Yeah, exactly. So this episode opens up with Toya and Eugene. I guess they're still sort of in the process of transitioning to their new home because the HOA manager, I'm assuming the HOA manager is for the old place, or is it from the new place? I don't know what it is, but they got a gift from an HOA manager, like a little Tiffany bowl type thing. And of course, Toya's like, oh, that's nice. You could use that for your cigar ashtray. And Eugene's like, no, I'm not putting ashes in my Tiffany bowl that I don't know what to do with.
Yeah. Instead, I'm going to put it in my man cave, which is right next to your closet in the basement. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna gloss up this joint.
I feel like it's gonna be a satellite bowl for the giant candy bowl that they keep in the kitchen, right? Like, this way he doesn't have to go all the way up to the kitchen. He can just have like some items in like the Tiffany bowl that'll be near, like halfway there.
Oh, right? Come on! I mean, that thing says Tiffany on it. Toya's gonna find a way to wear that shit. You know, she'll wear any label that's lying around. She's gonna tape that shit to the back of a gold chain and just wear it around the neighborhood.
It's an accessory. So then, meanwhile, Jackie is at home doing paperwork, and Curtis is like, it's Saturday, and you're doing paperwork. She's like, what are you doing? She's like, paperwork. And he's like, well, haven't you been working on that all week long? I'm like, and haven't you been living in this house all week long? What do you think pays for it, sir?
Yeah, what do you think pays for your fucking marshmallow car, Curtis? Okay, yeah. It's called having a job, retirement, Ricky. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you think is paying you to be a project manager right now, sir?
Yeah, Curtis. So then Heavenly and Quad are in the car and just gossiping about Quad's most recent party for herself. Well, she gave herself a surprise Lexus that she was totally shocked about with a microphone.
Yes.
You know, the last episode. And Heavenly, of course, is starting with the mess. What about your birthday party, girl? Why did everybody leave your birthday party, girl? Still don't have the range for that. I would like to blame vapes. You know, vapes are killing a lot of people across America. I still feel great. I feel great not smoking cigarettes, but damn,
you don't
it.
Have that heavenly range.
It's really hard to get a heavenly voice in.
Let's see if my heavenly voice is here today. Sometimes it's not with us. Okay, I'm going to hold out my hands like a seance. Do we have a heavenly voice here today?
Maybe you shouldn't talk about sister circles.
It's sort of there. I don't know. I think it's more in just like Kelsey from Southern Charm New Orleans space right now.
It was pretty good. I admire your range.
I actually feel your range.
You're like Bluetooth 4.0 instead of Bluetooth 3.0.
I feel like with Heavenly, since she actually sort of is like Candy Burris in that she has this big range of voice, and I think you sort of have to do the full, you can't just like jump into the high pitch point, you have to do the low pitch point, because it's almost like stretching out like pizza dough or something like that, right? Like you gotta toss a few times before it becomes a big circle. So I gotta go like, Daddy, I think the thing for you. Daddy, Daddy, why did you leave your party? Daddy, Quad, you don't get out, Quad. It's hard though. I'm like, I also sound like a crazy person, which is Heavenly.
So Quad's like, well, I didn't even know they had left the party. I was looking around. I was saying, Simone, Jackie. I guess I talked about sister circle too much.
Is it so wrong that I found some sisters in my favorite geometric shape, which is a circle? A circle.
And Heavenly's like, yeah, well, you should have talked about them first because they got pissed off. Because you're just talking about your new friends now. And Quad's like, they are not new friends, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, I thought she was saying that the marriage medicine girls are like not really her friends because they like tear each other apart. Or maybe I just projected that onto it. Either way, marriage medicine is where she got her start. So you always have to like kiss the ring. Because what is just a circle even on? I'm sure it's on something. I mean, it's on something. Carrie Hilson was a guest.
It's on something. Yeah, people watch it. I mean, Quad just bought a $100,000 car, so I mean, it's on something for sure.
It's on something. It's on something.
I don't know really what's on TV though anymore, because I just have internet TV now. So you just watch what you want to watch.
Yeah.
And then when YouTube TV stops playing, some other random shit will come on from some other channel, and I get really angry about it. It's like, I like this life of just living in the little world I live in, you know?
Yeah, it is really hard to track what's out there.
Yeah, like Clinton's the president. I just read whatever I want to, you know? Yeah. Life is what you make it. Make it up.
We can create our own reality. Maybe we're on television as we speak.
Oh my God, douche es machina. Am I right?
Douche sex machine. Days.
I'm sorry, I don't know where that came from. Douche el machina. Machina? Bitch.
Is that the new car? Did we get a machina? That's a Mazda.
I love those cookies.
Well, Gene, I don't want Japanese cars, so we have to return the machina. The Deus ex machina. Oh, is that a Nissan Deus Ex Maxima?
Okay, so now we get Married to Atlanta's Trixie Monocle coming on here to sing a song that has nothing to do with anything, which she's really doing a lot of these days on Bravo. She's like, I'm dreaming, you're screaming, we're moving, we're screwing. And then Contessa's like, why don't these kids, you know, put away the furniture or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is an appropriate song to talk about where you're planning a child's birthday party, okay?
Trixie Monocle at this point is just, you know, reading the rhyme dictionary. She's like, I have a bed and it's red and I might be dead. That's what I said. You're like, wait, what?
You know those couples that fight about everything, but it's like fun to listen to, like they're entertaining, because it's like, you sexted somebody and I found, oh, well, how dare you? You're a cold fish or whatever. It's like a fun argument. This is not Scott and Contessa. It's like the worst fucking arguments I've ever heard in my life. They really need to up their couple arguing game, because I'm totally bored with them and want them to get fired. I can't. She's like, why don't the kids clean up? He's like, ah. And she's like, don't go into that bathroom. Go into the other bathroom. Oh, you don't even care what bathroom I say to go in. It's like, you're boring. Okay? You're boring.
It's a bathroom. So go in there. So then, and then she's like, well, we're really like basically distant. We're like two different people. And we see a flashback of her being like, good night. And he goes, okay.
Yeah. And she's going to have this carnival party because she missed all of her kids' birthdays. And so she has mommy guilt. So she wants to have a party, you know, the size of her mommy guilt, which, you know what? Get more expensive mommy guilt. I'll say that.
Yeah.
And second, carnival, juggling, games. That was last week's party. That was Quad's party. So come up with something original, Contessa. I'm really bored with you.
Also, carnival parties in Atlanta just always seem to fail. I have distinct memories of Portia's carnival baby theme, baby reveal. Right? Wasn't that supposed to be carnival themed or something?
And oh, yes. And there was like a trampoline and a sparkler or something.
Yeah. At least Contessa surpassed that low benchmark.
Yeah, she did.
So now we see Quad and Heavenly walking down a sidewalk, and they're walking slowly because Heavenly's heels are killing her. She's like, daddy, daddy, daddy. And essentially, Heavenly is setting Quad up on a date with a former schoolmate of hers, a dentist named Dr. Henry Cook.
Yeah, I don't really care. Here's my note for this scene. I spilled a croissant. I was watching this in an airport, and you know how croissants have so many crumbs and things that fall off of them?
I know. I had one today.
I flicked it over on myself and my computer and then dusted it off myself and left a pile of croissant flakes all over the airport. So when there were people in Mexico yelling, fucking Americans, sorry, that was my bad. Sorry, America. I did us dirty.
Well, I was at a little cafe today, and I ordered myself a chocolate croissant, and then Busy Phillips walked in. And I was like, there's Busy Phillips. And then I thought to him, I was like, she watches Bravo. And I'm wearing my What's the Matter, What's Happening, What's Going On t-shirt. And so I sort of tease my body outward so that way she would see it, thinking that she would know what it is. But it occurred to me that, like, if you don't listen to the podcast, I'm just wearing a t-shirt that says What's the Matter, What's Happening, What's Going On. And, like, I teased my body out. And at that moment, like, we locked eyes for, like, half a second. And I realized I looked like a crazy person. So I immediately just like caved myself back in. I was like, no, hide the t-shirt. And then she was sitting out there and I thought, like, should I walk up to her since she's a Bravo fan? Should I be like, hey, like I'm a co-host of a Bravo podcast and Ira's been on because she's friends with Ira. And I was like, and Danny Pellegrino's been on because she was on Danny. I was going to do like a full name droppy thing. And then I was like,
it's Ben. It's like a lazy Susan of name drops you've got going.
Yeah, I had two names.
And you're just passing around names on a lazy Susan for Busy Phillips to bite.
And then I just was like, Ben, get a hold of yourself. walk away and just talk about it on the podcast later, like any good podcaster would.
So there you go. So Quad's so going on a date. That's the point.
So the point is this. Please welcome our special guest star, Busy Phillips.
So Evan Lee is trying to set Quad up on this date, right? So she's got this Henry guy, Dr. Henry. And Quad says, "Honey, I must have lost all of my mind and my wings to let Evan Lee set me up," which she's right, you know. So Evan Lee warns her. She's like, "You know, I haven't seen him for a really long time, so Lord only knows what happened to him, but here he is. You know, you haven't seen him in a long time. You couldn't even check him up on Facebook, so it's not looking good for Henry."
Well, thank God she wasn't setting him up with Gina from Orange County, because then we know it'd be a real issue.
What, you're gonna set me up with someone you don't even know very well? Like, who does that to a friend?
So they go into this restaurant, and Heavenly's like, "Sit next to me so we can just job interview him, you know? We can both look him right in his eyes, you know?"
That's,
she's
Quad's
like,
favorite thing.
Yeah. She's like, "Don't be rude." So this guy comes in, and Quad just gives him this look. I mean, Quad is that lady in HR who just hates you right from the start. She just sees you walking in. Your belt's not quite right. Your pants are a little wrinkled.
Yeah. To be fair, I mean, Quad did what so many of us have done on a date, where you walk in and you're like, within a second, you make a snap judgment. And it's not right. It's not fair, but it is okay. And the thing is, you know, in a second, this is not going to work out. You just know immediately. But you're like, "But I have to see this thing through." And that's just a really, really annoying feeling. When that happens, you're like, "Fuck, there goes an hour of my life."
Yep. So he comes in. He's wearing his sunglasses at night inside the restaurant, which already, like, just get out,
Corey,
at this point.
Corey, what's his face?
Corey came. Get out of here, Corey.
No, it's Corey. Corey,
get out of here, the other Corey.
Not Corey Haim, and it's not Corey, the other Corey. Whatever. I will get to the bottom of it.
Well, get out of here, Corey, from that show that took place in Long Island, the Long Island Wives Club.
Long Island Wives Club. Oh, Corey. Oh my God. Oh, you know, Corey. She says, you know, "Oh my God, Corey lives upstairs because her boyfriend left her. Corey, paralyzed." Great show, by the way.
No, that's
great.
Liza.
Corey was the best friend, wasn't she?
Corey was the one who owned the salon, Corey, with her
Goldfarb.
Husband. Yeah, Corey Goldfarb. She owns the salon with her husband. She's like, "Yeah, you know what? My husband stuck a thumb up someone's ass." But wasn't he the guy who stuck his thumb up Liza's butthole?
No, that the guy who stuck his thumb up Liza's butthole was married to a woman named, like, Jules or something like that. She was like, "Did you see Jonathan? Oh, yeah, he's hilarious." Oh my God.
We're basically, you know, like 90-year-olds talking about this fucking show that we watched one time.
That,
what,
like,
are we even
literally
talking about right now? I'm sorry, audience.
No impact on pop culture, but we love it so much, we still follow Corey Goldfarb with our Instagram.
I love me some Corey Goldfarb. Okay, so anyway, sorry.
Sunglasses at Night is a song by Corey Hart.
Don't wear your sunglasses at night. That's the point. Okay, everybody, just stop it. And then he took them off, so he didn't wear them the whole time, which he better not have. But still, it's a bad way to start. So what does he do? Pull out Quad's chair or something? And she's like, "That was very nice of you."
By the way, I'm sorry. I cannot let this drop. The woman who lived with Liza, her name was Andy. It was killing me. I would not have been able to be a good recapper with that in my mind. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, I think we've already proven that point today by being like, Corey. Oh, and then that girl. And then what was that show?
Chandelier. Okay, so either way, the guy does something. I think he just, like, hugs her or whatever. And then they, like, sit down, and Heavenly's like, "Daddy, let's just cut to the chase. What's your credit score?" He's like, "I actually don't know my credit score." And Quad's like, "Mm-hmm." Because Quad is now in role-playing mode. Like we always refer to role-playing mode because there's the season where her brother was staying with her, and she, like, dressed up as if she were an employee at Comcast and was interviewing him for a future job. And then there was the time where she was going to be a private investigator, so she got a trench coat on. So now she's
fully
Shark
Tank. And then there was a time,
like,
when she was going to be, she was trying to teach Toya about how to pay taxes. Remember? So she pretended to work at H&R Block or something.
Yeah, she just loves some role playing.
Yeah, so, yeah, what's your credit score? And he's like, I don't know. And they're like, what? And he says, well, I stay prayed, so that's not a problem. I'm like, does the Lord really work with bad credit? Because I think he just, like, the Lord would be like, you're poor? Great, here's a bath and a fish sandwich, you know? That's not going to buy you a car.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm glad that you stay prayed, but what does Experian have to say about that?
Your credit score has changed. Looks like you prayed today.
Oh, so when you buy your new car, are you just going to say, oh, my score is I prayed?
Do you want us to let you know if somebody else has been praying under your name? That's going to cost $1 for the first month and $8,000 for every month following.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
The Offensive Podcast. Come behind the scenes at Premier League club Ashwood City.
I can get us your referee.
I have Thursdays off. I don't want to spend them in Romania or Arsenal.
Listen now to what The Guardian called the thick of it meets FIFA career mode. A must listen for football fans.
Now, how are things at Kent's only Premier League side?
Things are not looking good for Ashwood.
You have to say it looks like Ashwood have let it slip.
The Bronze Award winner for Best Fiction at the British Podcast Awards. The Offensive. Listen to episode 1 now on Acast or wherever you get your pods.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, God.
So Quad is like, well, he's not ideally what I would go for if I'm basing everything on his looks. You were married to Gregory. Okay,
yeah, that's true.
I still see a fucking Mini Cooper on the street and I'm traumatized. So please stop acting like you're, you know, looking for fucking Brad Pitt over there.
Yeah, you were like literally married to someone who probably appeared in a Sonic the Hedgehog game as a villain. Okay, he was probably a boss of level 3.
Totally.
He comes like probably bursting out the ground. Is like, I'm Dr. Gregory and I'm going to kill you. And then like Sonic has to zip around.
You beat him by like finally wiping off all the spit from his face, like all the spit foam.
Yeah, you like throw a trash bag at him and make him take out the trash instead.
Yes. So Quad is like, have you been married? And he says, no. Have you got children? Yes. And then Quad just gives this face like, oh. She is furious that he has children. So yeah. Then he says what everybody wants to hear when they're dating a guy with kids. He's like, yeah, and I don't get to see him, and it's not my choice. That's my trial in life right now, not seeing my son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't sound good. And he's also never been married, which I don't think it's bad to never be married when you're that guy's age, but like that he has a kid too, but never been married, and then he's not allowed to see the kid. And then on top of that, this kid was a result of a 4-year relationship that he was going to get rid of, and then there was a lot of pop-ups, and basically the kid is also 1 year old. So just like red flags everywhere. It is basically totally. Like Chinese New Year's.
Yeah, so it was like a red dragon, okay, running through the restaurant.
It's just like red banners, lanterns, everything. It is like it is firecrackers are going off.
That parade of red flags was so long it turned into like Day of the Dead. It's like, wow, this parade really, really just keeps going.
So
it's really bad because then he's like blaming her for him getting her pregnant. He's like, yeah, you know, I was trying to end it, but she just kept popping up, you know, and that's when we conceived. It's like, okay. So way to pregnancy shame the mother of your child.
Yeah, exactly. It's called use a condom. So, but then Heavenly, of course, has another guy in the wings ready to go, and he's sitting at the bar. I mean, obviously, by the way, this entire scene is so fake, but whatever. We just go along with it. So she has Dr. Wakefield Jr. at the bar. He's Plan B, which is maybe something that the first guy should have maybe suggested his ex used. So anyway, Oh, I'm going to upset people.
I just saw this and was like, wow, this is the origin story of James Earl Jones. Because he's like a young, big guy at the bar. And, I love me some James Earl Jones. Love his commercial work. Mm. And so I was just expecting him to be like, hello, it's me, James Earl Jones. But he wasn't at all. He's like, oh, he made like a little yell. Did you notice that he made like a little yell?
I did
not. Like, wow, that totally caught me off guard. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, and meanwhile, back at the table, Quad is stuck in this conversation with this guy who's talking about how he's like a lion and a lamb. And she's like, well, what's the lion like? He's like, the lion is not cute. I don't want someone to talk to me like that. I don't want someone who refers to himself in extended metaphors. That's very annoying to me.
Yeah, he goes, every man is a lamb and a lion. Duality. Shut up, Henry.
Listen, okay. Yeah, shut up, month of March.
How about have one of those animals pay their child support? How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And do either of those animals have a credit score? I just am curious.
Yeah, and also people who are like, wow, watch out, I've got a temper. It's like, wow, you just sound like a peach, you know? It's like, yeah. Let's keep dating. I'm just going to emotionally abuse you for the rest of our relationship.
Is this your way of seducing me by saying that I don't want to see a side of
you? I'm a real prick, yeah.
I mean, it probably works with certain, like, it would work with, like, Brittany from Vanderpump Rules, because she's like, someone I can fix, I'm in gay age.
I love lions and lambs.
This one time I was like, okay, so I saw this like lion, I was like, I want to get the lion, I was like a little stuffed lion, I was like really nice, but then I saw a lamb, and I was like, I want the lamb too, and then my mom was like, why don't you get both, and I've got a lion and a lamb, I'm engaged.
So Heavenly brings the other guy over, and Quad's like, oh, geez, I feel very uncomfortable. And they start cracking up. So Quad's like, I've got to go to the bathroom because I can't. And Heavenly is just cackling at the table in her Heavenly cackle, which vaping has robbed me of.
I can't do it. I don't know if I can do it. Even that I can do it. She's like...
She has a really loud, screechy cackle.
Yeah.
And so then Henry gets up and goes to the bathroom, follows her to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So Quad is having a totally real scene with this girl in the bathroom. And she goes, I know I just met you in the bathroom right now, which is like such an improv way to open a scene. And then a Chiron comes up that says, Shauna, Quad's bathroom confidant.
Shauna, the luckiest woman in Atlanta that night. She's like, I just go in the bathroom. Next thing you know, this reality star walked in, and now I'm on camera, and she's venting to me about a crazy situation. It was amazing.
So then Henry enters, and Quad's like, you came into the woman's bathroom? And he's like, yes, I did. Could you all excuse us for a second? How about you leave?
Yeah, I think he was, like, trying to show, like, a masculine assertiveness. I think that's what he was doing, to show, like, I'm a sexy man. He's going to take control of a situation, even if it means going to the ladies' room. But instead, he just sort of seemed like a dick. He kicked out Shauna, who was, like, having the best time. And she's like, okay, even though you're not supposed to be here. I wish Shauna had said something to him. Like, no, you don't kick me out of my bathroom. You leave. Shauna, next time, stand up for yourself.
Yeah, Shauna. I mean, it's like every scene I've seen. I've watched a scene on National Geographic for just years and years. Like, it's a bathroom, and then a lion enters, you know?
Yeah.
So, Henry, leave. So, Quad's just trying to be nice and kind of hugs him. And she's like, well, thanks for coming in. He's like, well, I'm a strong man, and I wanted to see you before I left. And also, I'm empowered now that I've stopped at least 4 people from peeing. Scaring the hell out of them. So, rawr, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, and Quad's like, I could have had my panties low, all the way down. Like Flo Rida said, low.
Low to the flow.
So back at the table. Quad goes over to sit down, and now she's going to talk with this Wakefield guy. And apparently he's like a multimillionaire, and he's divorced, and so Quad wants to know why he's divorced. And he's like, well, I'm divorced because I wanted to empower my wife, and she just couldn't take the empowerment. And I was like, why do I not believe this at all?
Yeah. He's like, as a successful person, you know, you just want your wife to believe in herself and be successful. And she's, you know, fortunately, she was a lazy slob who didn't want to better herself. So here we are, you know?
Yeah.
And Quad's like, are you sure you're not just full of yourself, buddy? And Heavenly goes, well, before you leave, the man at the front is going to bring the check to you and you're going to pull out your card. Is that a problem with you?
Yeah, that was kind of amazing. So the guy leaves, and Heaven's like, so Quad, would you consider going out with any of them again? And Quad's like, no.
Yeah, no.
No, 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 no.
So let's see. Now we're over with Buffy and Buffy with a roller case. Oh, Simone and Buffy. Here we go.
Yeah. Sad so Buffy scene. Goes to some, yeah, Buffy goes to Simone's office, and she has a lump under her arm, and it's been there for 6 months, and she's like a nervous wreck because she is afraid it might be cancerous. So she basically, Simone checks it out, and you know, she's basically going to get a mammogram. There's like nothing to say about this, except it was actually like very unsettling to watch. I felt like very nervous, but I love watching Simone, or when Jackie too, or I mean, we haven't seen much of it from Contessa or from Heavenly, but I love when they really are in doctor mode and they're really like, okay, at this moment, I'm not a reality star. I'm not being extra. I'm just like, this is me being a professional. This is me who's like really focused in. I thought it was actually like very, way more interesting than the last scene that we talked about for 10 minutes about the stupid
thing. Really? You know, I didn't. Yeah, I don't need to see this on my TV, personally. Like, well, your husband needs to cheat on you is what needs to I've tested your lumps, okay? What the test I got back is, you're boring me. Make your husband do something horrible so I can be entertained by your scene. Thanks.
Well, I thought it was much more entertaining than Jackie and Curtis going over to her new offices and then, like, walking around and, you know, like, oh, the elevator isn't ready yet. Here's a room, you know.
Because Curtis is now the project manager for Jackie's business, which basically just means she's trying to keep him off the streets from cheating. So she's having him come talk to elevator people who are not, you know, who I don't think it's going very well because the elevator guy's on vacation for 3 weeks.
Yeah, what is this, like France? What's going on? What sort of elevator supervisor? What sort of elevator checker
goes on vacation? Is there no Sherry Berry in this town?
Yeah, where is Sherry Berry when you need her?
Yeah, so that's broken. And, you know, it's not like Atlanta's a sprawling metropolis with elevator people working all over the place. I mean, I'd imagine there's a lot of elevator people.
But I just feel like, is there not like a deputy president of elevator affairs in Atlanta? Like, where is this elevator person? Like, how do you just leave all the elevators in the city or state literally hanging? You're like, inspect that elevator, sir.
Yes, I was given a lot of questions about Atlanta's inner workings of bureaucracy. I'll say
me
that.
Me too. Like, that's the sort of shit that keeps me up at night. Like, where the fuck is this elevator inspector, and where'd he go? It better have been a good vacation. He better have gone to, like, you know, Andorra or something. Like,
vacation for three, like, who gets a 3 week vacation?
Yeah, what government worker gets 3 weeks? Okay.
No, like, little kids all over Atlanta are like, mommy, I want to be the elevator president. Okay. Cause that motherfucker gets 3 weeks off every
year.
He
was, yeah. No, by the way, he did not have 3 weeks off. He probably was in his office and Curtis just never called him. And this is his way of like buying time with Jackie. Oh yeah. The elevator president is in the south of France on holiday. Oh, and the stairs are not done because the stair guild is on strike about forks.
Yeah. And he's like, basically, my job is to keep my wife happy. Well, congratulations. You've got a gold star for the past 3 months of work that you've done in this current position. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What qualified you on this front? Because last time I checked, your resume was a bit checkered on that front.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So let's go over to something more boring. Contessa's party. Okay. So there's some bull or something coming out of a part, out of a car. There's a bull coming out of a car. That's just how
that
I watch
been
TV.
Amazing. It's just like, it was like, okay, we're going to recreate Pamplona in Contessa's backyards. Everyone put on white, everyone put on a white outfit with a red scarf and run for your lives.
Yeah. So she's running around screaming for everybody to move their cars because there's going to be horses to take people down to the, I don't know.
There's horses at the top. There's a trolley. Did you notice Gernard Wells from the Food Network star show?
I did not.
So it's funny, I was going to say something last week because when they were, I think it was last week, they were talking about Quad doing all sorts of stuff, like, and how Quad, I think it was Quad who appeared at the Essence Festival, or Essence Cooks. Yes, it was last week. And she was on a panel with this guy, and I was like, hey, there's the guy from the Food Network star. But I was like, it's really, like, I'm not going to bring this up. But then he appeared again as the caterer for Contessa, and I was like,
wow, I must mention this on the podcast. Well, good for him. I liked him on that show.
Do you remember? Do you looked him up? You see him?
No, but I watched that. Didn't we watch that season?
I think we did. Yeah. He did like a split at one point. That's all I remember from him is that he did the splits. And he's like a bigger guy, so it was like surprising.
Yeah. Well, you know, congratulate. And I'll tell you who else is really happy about this party. The neighbors who are going to have horse shit all over the streets. So thanks for that, Contessa. Okay.
Yeah. And Contessa's yelling at everyone because guess what? The carnival party's not ready because it's a carnival party and it takes a lot. And Atlanta clearly is not equipped to have carnival parties. And for some reason, Contessa keeps yelling about mulch. She's like, the mulch has to be in the playground. The mulch shouldn't be there. Put the mulch in the playground. Put the mulch in the playground. I'm like, what sort of playground is full of mulch?
Every kid's dream. A birthday party with bags of mulch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she's yelling about mulch. She's like, the mulch, and the horses and the mulch. And oh, my God, that cake is beautiful. The mulch, the mulch.
So Heavenly shows up, and she takes a tiny train to get to the party, which I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be horses. I'm very confused, but she's on the tiny little train.
Horses at the top. I think the only thing is the horses were at the top, and I don't know.
And then the train took you from the horse station to the mulch pad or whatever.
Mulch pad, yeah.
Wow, this is a party with a lot of transportation to work out, you know?
Yeah, too much for a driveway.
Thank God he doesn't get the same vacation schedule. The transportation deputy doesn't get the same vacation schedule as the elevator president.
President, yeah, sorry, president elevator, but you missed out on a party.
So she's pissed off, and she sits on some kid's water, and she's like, I sat on your water.
It was Contessa's son.
I stuck a peanut on my pants.
Well, because she gets on the little train, which is really cute. And so she gets on the train, and she's like, Daddy, I'm going to sit on the train. And it was, like, really cute. And then she sits down, and I forgot his name, the son, but she's basically like, oh, hi, how are you? And then all of a sudden she's like, you spilled water on me. Daddy, you spilled water all over me. It looked like I peed. She was, like, scolding the kid, and he's like, whatever, bye. Yeah.
So then she gets off, and she's still pissed off because she's got, like, a big wet spot on the back of her butt. And then she sees a guy under stilts, so she just walks under him. And she's like,
get out of my way!
How do people not love Heavenly? I love Heavenly.
She's so funny.
Yeah, she's like, I just got off work, and I'm tired, and these damn kids are getting on my nerves, Daddy!
Yeah. So so then everyone starts to arrive. Cecil and Simone arrive, and Mariah comes in with Dr. Jared and Buffy and Buffy's husband. And, like, it's kind of funny because, like, Buffy's husband's looking at all the kids like, whoa, this is too much. Like, yeah. He's like, whoa.
Yeah, he's like, no thanks. And, you know, we find out that, well, I don't know if we just found this out, but he's saying, yeah, we wanted kids and we still want kids, but sometimes we're like, well, glad we don't have to deal with this. And she's like, well, that's how he feels. Whereas I'm sad. I was like, geez, Buffy, perk up, okay?
And I was like, dot, dot, dot. Like,
and then we find out later that it's a really sad story. So really I shouldn't even, sad. It's terrible that I even laughed because it's not funny.
But at that but point, I'm like, gee, like
at this
funny.
Point, I just wrote, perk up.
At that point, it was funny because he was like, you know, we wanted kids, but then, you know, this is like a lot. Sometimes I'm like happy you don't have to deal with this stuff. I'm like, amen. So then Jackie and Curtis show up, and Curtis is like, whoa, they got a basketball hoop. And she's like, there's like men on stilts and horses and a little train and like giant rides and a video game truck and a spa bus. And the only thing you notice is a basketball hoop.
Yep. So then Mariah comes in, and now Mariah in her testimonial is wearing some triangular metal. I've seen it at Home Goods, but I can't remember in what form. Like, is it a bowl that doesn't hold anything? Do you know what I'm talking about?
An ornamental bowl.
Yes, it's like an ornamental metal bowl, but it doesn't hold anything. Anyway, I just had to point that out because it was very distracting. So Mariah comes in, and she's like, there are so many. She says, there are lots of kids. I left mine at home, so I'm confused. I don't even know what Mariah's talking about half the time, but I keep writing it down.
I just liked that, like, after Buffy and then also Jackie's like, there are a lot of kids here. And then Mariah, I like that. It's just like one of those things where it's like, oh, kids, kids, kids. But they're all getting subtly very uncomfortable, almost as if to suggest that the kids might rise up and, like, put all the parents in the basement. You know,
they will. That's why you have to watch out for kids. I mean, don't take over the world, okay?
Yeah, exactly. It just, you could see how, like, unsettled she was. I was like, that's like me anytime I go near, like, really any child. I'm like, oh, no.
But these were, this was a ton of kids. I mean, some, she really did get a lot of damn kids. And when I found out that party only cost $15,000, I was like, what did you serve? Did they eat the mulch? Like, what did they even eat? How did you feed? That's a whole village of children.
I know. I mean, like, and the truth is this, if I were a kid, that would be the best part I ever went to in my life. But if I were an adult, I'd be like, get me out of here immediately.
Yeah. So Simone and Jackie talk about how busy Jackie is. And then Heavenly is talking about all the carbs she's about to eat. And she's like, damn, Contessa, this is a lot. Like, look at all these carbs, okay? Yeah. Look at all these carbs, okay? How many kids are even here?
Yeah, exactly. And then like there's talk about therapy because Contessa and Scott, there's like no more intimacy and they're gonna do therapy, and Scott seems like a little nervous, and Cecil's telling Scott it's okay. It's basically a whole bunch of conversation. I was like looking at my fingernail at that point.
Yeah, I don't care, Scott and Contessa. I do not care. Okay,
just go to the therapy. And then when Contessa's
like, well, there's nothing left there. I mean, he has his closet, I have my closet. We say goodnight. We go to bed. I'm like, that sounds like fucking privilege to me. Like, it sounds like everything I'm working towards, okay? Separate closets and someone I don't have to talk to. Like, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. And so then we cut to Toya. Toya's there with her son. And she's like, well, like, why don't you go in the pool? And he's like, I don't want to go in the pool. It's dirty. And then Mariah's like, oh, you can get in. And Toya's like, no. And then Mariah's like, children don't lie. If the babies say it's dirty, maybe it's a pissy pool, which I feel like is such, like, that's like the most important thing we've ever gotten out of this show.
Yes.
If the babies say it's dirty, maybe it's a pissy pool.
And you know that Mariah, this is going to be a fight later where Mariah is accusing Contessa in a vicious way of having a pissy pool. Like, you and your dirty pool, you know that's going to come around somehow.
Yeah, there'll be a pissy pool fight.
Yeah, with her gold Lego salad bowl on her head. So then Simone is, they're talking about Simone's flat butt and stuff, and they're all teasing her. And then Heavenly's like, well, she could have added some ass like Quad did. Quad didn't buy an ass, okay? That's her own ass. Wink. Wink.
Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. And then now it's time to cut the cake. And so Scott picks up their daughter, Layla. And when he does it, like, Layla's legs just, like, swing right into Contessa and knock the drink out of her chest. And I was just like, you know, it's a good thing that Toya did not do that, because this would be a whole drama. Like, it would be a disaster.
I know. Layla's like, sorry, I saw a crab. Sorry.
The crab was like, but I thought the party was open for everyone.
And, of course, Contessa's like, welcome to my life. Okay, not shocked. So then people are asking where Contessa is and stuff, and Contessa is binging in the kitchen, which, you know, Contessa does do a lot of things right, because that is how to run a party.
Yep.
And then there's a cake delivery and blah, blah, blah.
There's something,
Contessa,
some issue
Scott,
with manners.
Fast forward.
Yes, yeah, Contessa and Scott are like, they're still like, are we... Like, she's like, I'm sorry for snapping. And he's like, well, we don't have to be snapping. And like, are we still Team Metcalf? I don't know. Like, just go to therapy already. We don't need to see the deliberations about therapy. Just go and then let us watch.
Yeah, bore your therapist, okay? So then Buffy and Simone is going with Buffy to get her test. And so that's the last scene.
Yes,
and it turns out to be good. I mean, her lumps end up being... from drinking too much coffee. I guess it's like her adrenal glands, or is that right?
It's extra, I don't know, but it was extra mammary tissue. Dr. Pettiford, who I love this lady. She was just like, so I feel like we've even seen her before, but she was just very much like pop, 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 pop. Like, you know when like a doctor's like super informative and just like says things with that like authority of like throws a lot of words at you and you're like, I don't know what this means, but she seems to know, and I really like it. And I liked her hair. She looked like she was hosting a morning show, you know,
yes.
Like a local morning show.
Yes.
I loved it.
And she does this for a living, obviously. So, but could you imagine? She's just sitting off the street. She does this for a living, but that kind of doctor scares me. It's like, okay, well, going through your history, you're in a higher risk group because of your aunt, and then, you do have genes that could be positive. So today I'm going to do your breast exam, your mammo, lift up your arms, let's do this. I was like, oh my God. I need someone to be like, this is a brown M&M. Suck on this for a minute. Are you okay? Do you need another M&M? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me explain what we're going to do today. And here's another M&M. I just want someone to feed me M&Ms, okay? Don't ever say cancer in the test.
I would agree with that, actually. So, but it seems like for right now, it looks like it's just pretty benign. And then Buffy talks about how she wanted to have a baby, and essentially they just weren't able to conceive, and she starts to cry, and that was big part of the big plan, and she was hoping to come into a kitchen that was a mess, and the kids had gotten to something. It was really sad. It always makes me sad, these scenes, because, you know, listen, I don't think you need to have kids to have a full vital and, like, complete life, but I feel bad for people who want that, and they can't get it, and it's like, it's just always sad when you see when someone really wants something, and it's just something that does not happen for them. But that being said, adoption, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's other routes to take, but, you know, you do that after you get over the initial sadness and stuff.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, what do I know, honestly?
I mean, what are we, like, the last thing anyone wants to hear is our thoughts
yeah,
on, like,
I literally,
fertility and parenthood.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But, like, how does it even work? I don't even know. How do babies work? How does that happen? I don't know. I don't know what's going on inside a lady's body.
Yeah, we don't
like
know.
Like a factory?
Yeah, no, we don't know. We're just a sperm part.
Yeah. No, but anyway, it was a sad, but you know, moving way to end the episode. But we're not going to end on a sad note. Instead, we're going to end on something that we haven't done in a little while, but we're really happy to reintroduce. It's Crappin' Spotlight.
Spotlight.
So this is something that our Patreon listeners or supporters get to do. If you support at the Spotlight level or above, you get to send in a little audio file telling us about yourself, or sometimes we'll ask a question. And this one comes from one of our favorite listeners, Jessica Trotch, she's also premium. I should stop drinking coffee
there.
And I'll just play it. I'll just play it. Okay.
We love you, Jessica.
I don't know why I'm giving this big wind up as if she just got a lifetime award at the Oscars. Okay. Here we go.
In a town of champions, I'm a true all-star. close enough. Hey guys, it's Jess from Boston, the one that likes to sip scotch. Premium sponsor, long-time listener, frequent show-goer, but first-time Crappin' Spotlight enterer, submissioner. Just a little bit about me for everybody else. I live outside of Boston now, but I'm originally from Philadelphia and Jupiter, Florida, where I have to imagine that Ronnie and my paths have crossed at some point at Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, girl.
Down there. Been listening to you guys since the beginning. Went to my first Boston show almost 2 years now and hung out with you guys, and have since gone to 3 other shows, and just, it's the best time. I like to think of you guys as my friends that have a podcast, and that's what I refer to you as to my mom, who thinks we are actually close friends, and my husband. But I also can't stress enough how much joy you guys bring into my life, and how excited I am to see you guys pop up on my feed in my podcast app all the time. Bravo history. I am a big Housewives fan. Never really got into Below Deck. Vanderpump I can't stand because can't watch a show where I hate everyone. Love my Ladam. I love my Luann because she's a fellow deep voice lady as well. I'm running out of time here, but I just wanted to say I love you guys. You bring so much joy into so many people's lives. Keep it up, and I will hopefully see you soon in Boston. Love you. Bye.
Love you, girl.
Thanks, Jess.
Man,
that
I knew
was
we
awesome.
Were going to be friends when we first met in Boston, and man, she really knows how to guard a plate of fries. I mean,
I remember
that. We had our own table with her and her friend. And she literally was swatting people away from our French fries, and we had the best night just laughing our butts off.
Yeah, I specifically remember that because it was that crazy after party when we were at the, I forget the name of the place that we were both. It was just like overrun. It was like crowded. People were wasted because it was like 6 o'clock. It was a super early show. And she was like the fry custodian. And she just like fended everyone off, and the friendship was born from there.
Yeah.
And I think that she also won. We had
she
a
sure did.
The Clear the Phlegm contest, right? Where did yep. that was for to give was that to give away the cookbook?
The cookbook, yeah. She won the cookbook giveaway,
which I still haven't cooked out of. I really should do that, and I should also read more stuff out of that cookbook for some future episodes. I don't know, maybe the next episode. Who knows?
Blueberries, strawberries. Oh man, thanks, Jess. We love you, girl, and everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We will be back with some live shows later this week. So Dallas and Jersey are going to be. Well, Jersey might be on time ish. No, it won't. It'll be
Jersey,
a little late because we're doing them at live shows. So if you want to see them live.
Yeah, Jersey will be on time-ish. I mean, it premieres on Wednesday, and we're doing our live show on Thursday, so it'll be up late Thursday night. It just won't be up at, like, 2 p.m. on Thursday, but if you just wait a few hours, it'll be there.
Yeah, everybody. So if you want to come see those shows, go to watchyourcrappins.com, get you some tickets, and we'll see everybody over there. We love you guys.
Bye, everyone.